Blog Talk.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, the show, the know before these guys go pro. And I'm your host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we do that here on the Players Platform Show. I'm always excited when we get a new school, a new kid from a new school. We've never had a Becker Hawks guy on the show. But with that said, we have a fantastic one in Jacob Holmes. Jacob, we appreciate you coming on. And you are the original Becker guy. You're the first one we've ever had. But we appreciate your time today. Can you believe your time at the collegiate level is kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing to get your foot in the next step and the next level?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate you having me. It's a huge honor to be on the show. But, yeah, it's definitely surreal taking the next step from college to pro. Definitely enjoying all the experiences so far, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
Nice. And for you, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, obviously you're a very versatile kid. You're very athletic. I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, were you on the field probably scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns, or is it that something that kind of came later in life?
I definitely was not the kid right away scoring tons of touchdowns in Pee Wee football, for sure. No, it was that definitely came later on in my football career, not even through high school. Really, I emerged as a football player at Becker. And just surrounded by the right people, positive people, and allowed me to develop as a great player. I had a lot of great coaches. One of the best coaches I think I've ever had, Brian Pacucci. He was our offensive coordinator my junior year. He and Don DeRosiers and Frank Fercucci, they all definitely have taught me things that I will stick with the rest of my life.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, obviously what you've been able to do at Becker, I mean, great versatility, great numbers. I mean, all ECFC this season. But you, I mean, you don't know how things are going to pan out, you know, no matter what, you know, level you're at. But, you know, you get on the field, you may not be productive. You just not might be the guy that the team needs. But for you, that was the opposite. I mean, you became a focal point. You were an icon. You know, you were a guy that the team depended on. When did it kind of start to set into you personally that, you know what, maybe at the end of my college days, when I'm done playing on Saturdays, Sunday is going to be a real opportunity? When does that kind of come to fruition for you?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine since I was a little kid to play professional football. So, I mean, I guess it was always a goal for me, but with the right support, and we had a great team, and with great support like that, that's when I knew I could try to the next level.
And then the rest is history. And like I said, you know, you're a few months away from a lot of fun, big things. Once again, Jacob Holmes here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety with our guest today, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be putting his college bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. Remember, draft weekend, the 27th through 29th in Philadelphia this particular year. For you, I mean, you're so diverse, and I've probably said it 10 times already on the show about your versatility, but I mean, I'll let you kind of, you know, let the people know. I mean, you know, I was kind of going over your bio from, you know, Becker. I mean, like, you know, I mean, your return kicks, your punt, you, I mean, you know, you have some tap. I mean, you rush the ball. I mean, you're just so versatile. I mean, what do you love most about being on the field? I mean, what are some of your favorite things you'd like to do out there?
I just love helping the team win. There's nothing like a team win, especially at home. And I just love helping the rest of the guys achieve that same emotion that I do after every win. Definitely everyone likes to score on points and stuff, but honestly, especially becoming a running back and stuff like that, you're really nothing without the offensive line, and a huge shout out to all of them really helping me out and making me look good.
Definitely. I mean, you are, I mean, just picking up, I mean, how you, I mean, you've had such nice words about your coaches. I mean, you've mentioned helping teams several times. I mean, you are definitely a team-oriented kid. But you, I mean, I don't know if any of scouts have paid a visit to the school, if they've popped by, asked about you. But, I mean, if they're in the film room, they're breaking down some tape of you. I mean, what are some of the traits to the running back position and maybe other, you know, qualities as well that you think they're going to fall in love with that you bring to the table?
I think I have good vision, good speed, and something that you can't really see on film, but I just have great heart. I'm going to fight for every inch, and if every single play, I'm going to give it my all.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, talk about how you kind of evolve into a guy that's, a special teams guy and doing some kicking and things of that nature. How do you kind of go from, you know, that perspective of, you know, guy carrying the ball and also kicking?
Well, honestly, we didn't really have a set kicker at that point. Our coach always preached that the most important team on the field is special teams, and if you're doing something right, you're on that team. So I just thought it was another way that I could possibly help the team win, get us in good field position, or help us get an extra point or two. And I was just lucky enough to get that job, and I just, again, loved helping out the team.
Nice. And I apologize for not knowing this, but, I mean, coming out of high school, any experience at that, or was that just kind of something you adapted to at Becker?
No, I did a little bit my senior year of high school. Nothing crazy, maybe like the second half of the season, just because we did have a kicker at Westboro. But, I just kind of picked it up at Becker.
Nice. And I'm curious, just because I see a lot of different variables when I look for heights and weights. I mean, what's your height and weight right now?
5'9", roughly
192
pounds.
Nice, man. That's nice size, man. Nice size. And again, do you still have some school left? I mean, how are you kind of approaching the next few months in terms of, you know, pro day and where you're going to work out at pro day? Are you doing any NFL regional combines? Kind of how's the next few months as a prospect look for you?
I'm taking some classes now in the spring. I do have some classes, but I can take those anytime. My family is great supporting me through this process. And the next step, I believe, is the regional combine in March in New Orleans.
Nice, nice. So you're making your way to Louisiana for the regional. Excited about it? I mean, I'm sure you are, but I mean, what are your thoughts going down there?
I'm definitely excited about it. It's a whole new experience. I'm just going to take in, give it my all, and I'm training at a great facility. Got Sean and Shane at Exceed Sports. Big shout out to them. They've improved my numbers drastically, and it's a great time and a bunch of positive energy, and I'm definitely excited and determined to go down there and give it my all.
Nice. And do you have to pinch yourself sometimes? I mean, knowing that a D3 kid is, you know, I mean, a realistic kid for, getting a shot at this. I mean, you're going down the NFL regional. I mean, you're training. I mean, is it kind of fun? I mean, I know it's fun. It's, you know, it might sound, you know, funny just to ask. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those interview questions, like, how do you think he feels? But, I mean, what's it like being in the moment right now?
It's incredible, to be honest. I'm just trying to soak up every bit of it and just gain as much experience as possible. And just do it with a smile on your face and one step at a time.
Nice, nice. Once again, Jacob Holmes, the Becker standout here on the C2B, revealing the traits and qualities that make him a prospect for this upcoming 2017 NFL draft. And you just shared with us moments ago that he'll be heading down to the NFL Regional Combine. And that's a great platform for all these young men to kind of get their eye or get scout's eyes on them so they can see what these kids do up close and have some one-on-one time and kind of dig deeper and find out what these kids bring to the table and if they elect to bring these guys onto their man roster. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anyone? Is there anyone at the next level that you kind of say, hey, you know, I like what he does and what I do, I kind of think that I can be similar to him?
That's a tough question. I like to compare myself to like a Danny Woodhead or Julian Edelman because I'm smaller, I'm kind of quick, and I'm shifty. So if I had to pick, I'd have to pick between those two.
Nice, nice. And I probably could see those comparisons. And Julian was on the show. We never had Danny on, but we had Julian Edelman on the show. But we live near Kent State, so it was kind of we spent a lot of time around Julian. And a little secret to you, Charlie Fry, former Browns quarterback, was Akron quarterback at a time. And Julian Edelman worked out at Akron's Pro Day as well. And Charlie Fry was throwing him the ball during the workouts. And Charlie Fry said, he looked at me where we're all sitting there, and he said, I promise you, this kid's going to make it as an NFL receiver. So Charlie Fry maybe should get a scouting job somewhere because he definitely nailed Julian. He definitely, and you could just tell the way he said it, Jacob. You could tell that he was like, I will bet, my life savings that this kid's going to work out and be a factor. And lo and behold, that's exactly what he did. And hopefully I'm saying the same thing about you to another prospect a few years from now saying, hey, we had Jacob Holmes on the show and these are the things that, he brought to the table. For you, is there anything, and you kind of mentioned the heart, is there anything that scouts can't see on film? Leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room rat. What are some of the other traits that you bring to the table that these guys need to know about to enhance your value?
I definitely love the weight room. Any chance I get, I'm always in the weight room. Definitely I'd have to say heart and determination. I want to win, plain and simple, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And I definitely don't want to go to the next level just to lose. I don't think anyone's ever said that. And just determined to win.
Definitely, man. Definitely. You have the hallmarks of a guy that people will want on the roster, put it that way. And like I said, I could tell you this way. When we do the shows, I have my notebook out and I'll be jotting down notes, trying to pick up tidbits. I think you've mentioned win and team, and I circled team oriented real big because you definitely seem like a kid that enhances the value of the other 10 men on the field that you're with it, and probably the other amount of guys in the locker room. Like I said, you're probably going to be a guy they miss seeing at Becker and one of the Hawks that they value the most. Jacob, these shows go quick, and I can't believe we're almost out of time, but we do like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way before we let you go. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure. Let's try.
All right. Now, on a Saturday, game day rolls around. Are there any goofy off-the-wall superstitions you have?
No, not really. I'm really calm. I don't get real jittery. I'm confident in our game plan, so I'm calm, cool, collective, and I'm ready to have some fun. Nothing too crazy.
Nice. Hey, a lot of guys share the same, when we ask them that. Some guys have some, but, sometimes it's quiet. Usually this is one of the questions that guys, thinking about when I ask it is female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who you going to invite to dinner?
Female celebrity. To me, she's a celebrity, but I'd have to say my girlfriend, Kate Pickett. She's been a huge supporter of mine, and she's been through all for the past 4 years, and she's a great support system. I don't know what I'd do without her, so she's my celebrity.
Nice. You're going to be a big hug and kiss when that point, that part of the show. If she's listening or she listens to it later, you're going to get a big smile from that one. So that way to handle that question very well. I'm curious on this one. Take us inside the Hawks locker room. Could be you or one of your teammates. And this is a big hitter question. Sometimes schools have a ton. Sometimes they have none. But we're talking nicknames. Who amongst yourselves or your teammates had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Oh, man. that's a tough one. Nicknames. I guess our quarterback Nas, everyone calls him Peanut. And I don't really know how he got that nickname, but it just kind of stuck. Peanut Kondu, so that was his nickname.
Did you have a nickname?
Not that I know of. You might have to ask some of my teammates, but not that I know of.
Well, you know what? If you didn't hear it, then it you don't have a nickname. That's okay, man. And then the final question before we let you go. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He is the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He sprays and paints the cleats and spikes. If you could have any of your spikes or cleats painted, what kind of theme would you want on them?
Ooh. That's a good question, too. I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head. That's theme. Maybe like Captain America theme. That'd be pretty cool.
There you go, man. Yeah. We're familiar with, we get all the superheroes, man. Captain America, Hulk, ton of Iron Man. We got Megatron from Transformers. So we get them all. But I tell you what, the first year we start working with Eric and we present that question at the end of the show. And it's actually a very interesting question because we get such a wide range of responses from you guys. I mean, it could be a superhero. I mean, you know, one guy wanted sharks. The other guy wanted cheetah. Somebody wants a painting of their grandma. I mean, it's an endless opportunity.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's fun because it's just, again, it's just such a wide range of different responses. And, you know, to kind of think of what guys want to, you know, have on their cleats to kind of represent them is kind of neat. But hey, man, I really appreciate you stopping by. I know you got so much going on and you're very busy. Hey, safe travels to Louisiana.
I can't wait to find out how you did.
And yeah, definitely, man. You're the funnest part. I mean, you know, guys that we're not familiar with, guys that we want to know more about. That's the best part of doing the show because now we're kind of up on par, and we like to say, hey, you know, we got a little background on, you know, Jacob Holmes, and we find out what he brings to the table. But again, we just want to say thanks for stopping by the C2P, my man.
Awesome, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jacob Holmes, the standout Becker, Mr. Versatility, Jack of all trades. This guy is basically a football player, man. I cannot extend this kid is just team oriented. I mean, just, you got to love the passion this kid brings to the table. And he kind of commented on it many times. I mean, determination, heart. I mean, he talked up his coaches. He talked up his teammates. He just talked about wanting to win. That's what coaches love. I mean, coaches are going to have to have a saddened heart knowing that this kid's moving on to bigger and better things. But if you want to listen to this show again with Jacob, you can always listen to it at iTunes, Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just type in his name, and then we'll be featuring his bio again at collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.